Chapter 9, Discovering Your Primary Love Language.
Discovering the primary love language of your spouse is essential if you are to keep his or her emotional love tank full. But first, let's make sure you know your own love language. Having heard the five emotional love languages, words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch, some individuals will know immediately their own primary love language and that of their spouse. For others, it will not be that easy. Some are like Bob from Parma Heights, Ohio, who after hearing the five emotional love languages said to me that two were just about equal for him, physical touch and words of affirmation. When I questioned further, I found that by physical touch, he meant primarily sexual touch. The main thing is sexual intercourse, Bob said. That's when I know that she really loves me. But when it came to words of affirmation, Bob appreciated every kind of positive word. He said, "When she tells me how good I look, how smart I am, what a hard worker I am, when she expresses appreciation for the things I do around the house, when she makes positive comments about my taking time with the children, when she tells me she loves me, all of those things really mean a lot to me." So I asked Bob a question. If Carol were meeting your sexual needs, that is, if you were having quality sexual intercourse as often as you desire, but she was giving you negative words, making critical remarks, sometimes putting you down in front of others, do you think you would feel loved by her? "I don't think so," he replied. "I think I would feel betrayed and deeply hurt. I think I would be depressed." "Bob," I said, "I think we have just discovered that your primary love language is words of affirmation. Sexual intercourse is extremely important to you and to your sense of intimacy with Carol, but her words of affirmation are more important to you emotionally. If she were, in fact, verbally critical of you all the time and put you down in front of other people, the time may come when you would no longer desire to have sexual intercourse with her, because she would be a source of deep pain to you." Bob had made the mistake common to many men, assuming that physical touch is their primary love language because they desire sexual intercourse so intensely. For the male, sexual desire is physically based. That is, the desire for sexual intercourse is stimulated by the buildup of sperm cells and seminal fluid in the seminal vesicles. When the seminal vesicles are full, there's a physical push for release. Thus, the male's desire for sexual intercourse has a physical root. For the female, sexual desire is rooted in her emotions, not her physiology. There is nothing physically that builds up and pushes her to have intercourse. Her desire is emotionally based. If she feels loved and admired and appreciated by her husband, then she has a desire to be physically intimate with him. But without the emotional closeness, she may have little physical desire. Because the male is physically pushed to have sexual release on a somewhat regular basis, he may automatically assume that his primary love language is sex or physical touch. But if he does not enjoy physical touch at other times and in non-sexual ways, it may not be his love language at all. Sexual desire is quite different from his emotional need to feel loved. That doesn't mean that sexual intercourse is unimportant to him. It is extremely important. But sexual intercourse alone will not meet his need to feel loved. His wife must speak his primary emotional love language as well. When, in fact, his wife speaks his primary love language and his emotional tank is full, and he speaks her primary love language and her tank is full, the sexual aspect of their relationship will take care of itself. Most sexual problems in marriage have little to do with physical technique, but everything to do with meeting emotional needs. After further conversation and reflection, Bob said, "You know, I think you're right. Words of affirmation is definitely my primary love language. When she has been cutting and critical of me verbally, I tend to withdraw from her sexually and fantasize about other women. But when she tells me how much she appreciates me and admires me, my natural sexual desires are turned toward her." Bob had made a significant discovery in our brief conversation. What is your primary love language? What makes you feel most loved by your spouse? What do you desire above all else? If the answer to those questions does not leap to your mind immediately, perhaps it will help to look at the negative use of love languages. What does your spouse do or say or fail to do and say that hurts you deeply? If, for example, your deepest pain is the critical, judgmental words of your spouse, then perhaps your love language is words of affirmation. If your primary love language is used negatively by your spouse, that is, he does the opposite, it will hurt you more deeply than it would hurt someone else, because not only is he neglecting to speak your primary language, he is actually using that language as a knife to your heart. Another approach to discovering your primary love language is to look back over your marriage and ask, what have I most often requested of my spouse? Whatever you have most requested is probably in keeping with your primary love language. Those requests have probably been interpreted by your spouse as nagging. They have been, in fact, your efforts to secure emotional love from your spouse. Another way to discover your primary love language is to examine what you do or say to express love to your spouse. Chances are what you are doing for her is what you wish she would do for you. If you are constantly doing acts of service for your spouse, perhaps, although not always, that is your love language. If words of affirmation speak love to you, chances are you will use them in speaking love to your spouse. Thus, you may discover your own love language by asking, how do I consciously express love to my spouse? I've suggested three ways to discover your own primary love language. Let's express them as three questions. Question one, what does your spouse do or fail to do that hurts you most deeply? The opposite of what hurts you most is probably your love language. Question two, what have you most often requested of your spouse? The thing you have most often requested is likely the thing that would make you feel most loved. Question 3. In what way do you regularly express love to your spouse? Your method of expressing love may be an indication that that would also make you feel loved. Answering those three questions will probably enable you to determine your primary love language. If two love languages seem to be equal for you, that is, both speak loudly to you, then perhaps you are bilingual. If so, you make it easier on your spouse. Now he or she has two choices, either of which will strongly communicate love to you. Once you've done that, let me suggest that you spend some time writing down what you think is your primary love language. Then list the other four in order of importance. Also write down what you think is the primary love language of your spouse. You may also list the other four in order of importance if you wish. Sit down with your spouse and discuss what you guessed to be his or her primary love language. Then tell each other what you consider to be your own primary love language. Once you have shared that information, I suggest that you play the following game 3 times a week for 3 weeks. The game is called Tank Check, and it is played like this. When you come home, one of you says to the other, on a scale of 0 to 10, how is your love tank tonight? 0 means empty, and 10 means I'm full of love, can't handle any more love tonight. You give a reading on your emotional love tank, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 0, indicating how full it is. Your spouse says, what could I do to help fill it? Then you make a suggestion, something you would like your spouse to do or say that evening. To the best of his ability, he will respond to your request. Then you repeat the process in the reverse order so that both of you have the opportunity to do a reading on your love tank and to make a suggestion toward filling it. If you play the game for 3 weeks, you'll be hooked on it, and it will be a playful way of stimulating love expressions in your marriage.